Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Stephen Reed, and this is the Music and Ministry Podcast. We are so glad that you joined us today, because today we're going to be talking about languages. And in this world of ours, there are hundreds of languages, which is kind of hard to believe, because for those of you that are listening, you probably speak English. And, well, hopefully you speak English, otherwise it'll be maybe difficult to understand what I'm saying. But I was recently reading some statistics that talked about how many different languages were spoken and then which ones were the most spoken in the world, and I was surprised to find that English was number 3. Now, I don't know if this was natively spoken or just, spoken in general, but number 1 was Chinese, which makes sense when you think about how China represents a fifth of humanity. And then number 2 was Spanish. And there are a lot of Spanish-speaking countries out there. And then English then falls into number 3. And some of that is maybe hard to believe, because our entire world, well, our world here in the English-speaking world, it's everything's in English. All the signs are in English, all the TV shows, everything that we do is in English. And just like that, in Russia, everything that they do is in Russian. And that's mind-bending until you actually go and see how they live. And it really doesn't bother you or think about it, or it's not like one's better or wrong or right. It's just that where you grew up is what language you're going to speak. So you might be an American citizen, but if you were born or lived in Germany, well, you're going to speak German. And really, there would be no issues until you ran into somebody who didn't speak German. And so we run into that problem as humans, as we interact with different people from different countries, but we also run into that same issue when it comes to music, because just like the languages of the world, there are different languages in music, and not everybody speaks the same one. And sometimes you're completely unaware that there would even be a problem until you get out of the environment that you kind of grew up in musically. And so today I thought I'd tell you some funny stories from times when we have traveled to different places and run into different people who didn't speak the same language as well in the natural and also in music. One of the funny things that people do when they run into somebody who doesn't speak their same language is they just speak their language louder. I don't know if you've ever seen that or been that person, but you just say, bathroom, bathroom. So slower, clearer, louder, hoping that by somehow doing that, it would be a universal translator into another language. We also do that in music, and I remember times in worship team practice where, you know, inevitably I would be struggling to figure out some sort of guitar lead or something, and my wife, who has a really good ear, could pick it out on the piano, and so she would play it on the piano and then yell at me the names of the notes. And so she'd be E, hit the E, F, da-da-da, A, and then I would be like, that doesn't help me at all. So no, she'd yell it again and be louder and do it over, and I'd be like, you can yell at me all you want, all day long. I still don't know what that means. I need you to give it to me in numbers. And so if she could translate that into, well, this is the 1, this is the 6, this is the 5, I could figure it out really fast. But for whatever reason, on the electric guitar, that was not a language that I spoke. Another thing that I sometimes do when I run into people that don't speak English is that I also speak Spanish. And so I will just speak Spanish in whatever accent that country would have. So maybe the worst illustration was when we were in Italy for our 15th anniversary, and I would just go around and speak Spanish with an Italian accent. And I don't know why I thought that would work. I mean, they're certainly both Romance languages and have some words that are in common, but they would all just kind of stare at me and then answer me in English, which I'm glad they spoke English. But it was funny because I couldn't stop myself from doing it. I would consciously be like, okay, don't try and speak Italian. You don't speak Italian. And then the next thing you know, out of my mouth would come Spanish with an Italian accent. And then also a thing that we do, and I don't know if you've ever run into this, but if you just don't speak their language, you know they don't speak your language, you have nothing in common, it just ends up getting down to like grunts and pointing at stuff. And really, it's a game of charades where you're not allowed to talk and you're just trying to figure out, okay, how do I illustrate to this person where is the bathroom? And then what would they do if they told me the answer? Would I have to have them, you know, hold them by the hand and have them take me? Well, what's funny is we do all of those things in music as well. And really, there is an issue. And I wrote an article that you can read on our website about the different musical languages that are pretty common out there. But the people that are on your team are coming from different backgrounds you know, potentially ethnically and culturally, but also from a different system of music. And so if you've been classically trained at all, you grew up in choir, band, or orchestra, you probably, at least at some level, know how to read standard notation. But for the rest of us and all the other people who just grew up and kind of grabbed a guitar, they've never seen that. You are literally putting like Egyptian in front of them and hoping that they can figure it out. Also the same, if you grew up in that environment and then you get put a chord chart in front of you, well, they don't have chord charts in orchestra. And so you are really, again, just speaking another language to them and hoping that they'll figure it out. You know, one of the funniest things that happened was when we went to South America, really for the first time, and did something with music, because I was struggling to speak Spanish with them, you know, to understand their language on a cultural basis, and then discovered that they don't talk about music in the same way that I do. So they not only spoke a different cultural language, they also spoke a different musical language. So instead of using letters, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, they only use solfège, which is do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And so I had to translate the music into this other system and then translate that into Spanish. And as you could possibly imagine, it took a little while and was a little confusing, because they would be, you know, talking about stuff and I would be like, oh man, you know, give my brain a moment to think about it. So some of that has to do with your ability level, and then some of it's just plain education. And so maybe the first step in that education is just realizing that there is a difference. And we'll talk further in other episodes about then, okay, how do you translate that? How do you find information? And then how do you educate people to read this new stuff? Because these are intelligent people that are coming to you. They just don't have the training. We were in a church in the Northeast, and they had a piano player who was classically trained and then was struggling in their worship team environment. And I was like, well, yeah, of course, because she doesn't have anything written to play. And then I asked them what songs they were doing, and then found a website that had the standard notation, the piano score, written out for her. And I said, hey, can you play this? And she sight read it flawlessly. Amazing, right? So that one piece of the puzzle missing took her from being frustrated to being just being awesome. And so there are lots of people on your teams that are in the same boat, that if you gave them the right thing, they would do well. So to get started, what I really want you to do this week is just get around with your team and ask them, what environment did they grow up in? What languages do they speak? And what do they need in order to be successful? Because for an electric guitar player, tablature is usually the best idea, but some people don't even know how to play tablature. Some people need an instructional video. And if somebody sits down and shows them how to do it, they can do it no problem. Other people need a piano score. Some people just need a chord chart. And then some people, and really the least effective method, is giving people a recording and just saying, hey, figure it out. So that's really the first step. It's just figuring out what your team needs. And then the next step will be finding sources to make that available. Because just like if you were in Korea and were struggling to figure stuff out, if something was translated into English, you would have no problem. So I encourage you to have that conversation this week with your team, and then also encourage you to go check out that article on our website at musicandministry.co. And if there's anything that we can do for you, please don't hesitate to email us at musicandministryconference@gmail.com. Until next week, this is Stephen Reed, and God bless.